presented by Absolves.com.
Hey guys, what's up? Mike Locke here. Thanks for tuning in to this video. In this video, I want to walk you through some pointers on how to get started in mobile UI design. All right, be it for the iPhone, iPad, mini iPad, Kindle Fire, any Samsung device, like any of those Android devices, Microsoft tablet, anything. How do you get started in becoming a mobile designer for any of those devices? I want to walk you through some steps. Now, this video isn't going to show you and cover everything. It's just going to show you how to get started. Again, once you follow these steps, you're going to gain some experience. You're going to gain some confidence and become better at practicing and getting better at mobile UI design. All right. Now, let me just preface and say this. Before you get started in mobile UI design, you must have a foundation of basic web design skills. All right. Because web design is the foundation for mobile UI design. Okay. Why? Because all of the principles that you use in the skills that you use in web design is carried over into mobile UI design. And that means graphic design, working with buttons, working with text, typography, adding drop shadows to text, adding drop shadows to objects, working with gradients, colors, background images, layout, page layout, adding noise, texture, page aesthetics. All those things that you learn in web design is carried over to UI design. Even down to the conversion optimization techniques like call to action buttons and things like that. Okay, so getting a foundation or getting a good understanding or having a good understanding in web design is key. Web designer. Now, how do you get started in mobile UI design? First and foremost, the first tip is to always start with the device that you currently have. Okay, so whether it's an iPhone, whether you have an iPhone, iPhone 5, whether you have like an Android device, or an iPad, it doesn't matter, okay? So you wanna start with the device that you currently have, and the reason is because you're gonna be doing some testing, okay? You're gonna be doing some practicing and testing on that device, and you want to be able to see your work on that device in order to gain some perspective on the proper sizing and things like that, all right? So if you do not have any Samsung device, any Microsoft tablet, iPhone or anything, think about investing in one. Okay, you need one. That's how you need one to get started. Also investing in one of those is you're investing in your future. Once you become good at mobile UI design, you'll have many opportunities in the future. All right, so get a device. That's step one. All right, and start with the one that you have. All right, step two, go to all the popular apps out there and start taking screenshots of those apps, and you want to email those apps to yourself or those screenshots to yourself. All right, so what do I mean by that? Is on a device, like let's say an iPhone, every device has the capability to capture a screenshot of this actual screen. All right, now for the iPhone, pushing the power button and the home button captures a screenshot of their screen. Okay, you want to capture, you want to go to all the top websites like the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Yahoo apps, all the popular apps that have millions of users on them. And the reason is because those websites that have millions of users, like the Facebooks and the Twitters, the button sizes and the text sizes and the image sizes that they use in those apps are pretty good standards to go by. All right, why? Because millions of people are using them. They've done some testing and they figured out the best approach in terms of button sizes and images and things like that. All right, and text sizes. So it's always good to start off with capturing screenshots of the popular apps that are used by the millions, by the masses. Okay, so what you do is you take screenshots of them. All right, 10 to 20 screenshots of all these different apps. Okay, the more the better. You take screenshots. And what you do is like you take a screenshot on your iPhone, and if you don't know how to take a screenshot on your device, just Google it. You'll learn it in like 5 seconds. All right, but you take a screenshot, and all the screenshots are saved to your photo section, and then from there, what you want to do is go into Gmail and email those photos to yourself. Okay, email them to yourself, and you're gonna pull them up on your your laptop or your desktop and start practicing on those. Let me get to that in a second. But you want to email them to yourself. And the more screenshots, the better. Meaning, if you can take like 8 different screenshots from Facebook, do that. If you can take, 5 different screenshots from Twitter, from YouTube, wherever, right? Because the different states that you see within those apps, the better for you to learn from. All right. Now, once you email the screenshots to yourself, you then go to your desktop and pull them up in your Photoshop or Adobe Fireworks graphic design tool. All right. You pull them up and you're going to notice the dimension size of that image. Okay. It's going to be the dimension size of the viewable screen. All right. Now you pull that up, and then what you want to do is start practicing and start mimicking and start copying the designs of those screens for practice purposes. And the reason why you're doing this is in step 3. The reason why you're doing this is you want to get familiar with the spacing, the text sizes, the button sizes, the image sizes, and the standard layout of that device's screen. All right. So iPhone, they always have like a status bar, a nav bar down below. And all the different devices have standard elements, standard UI design elements within those apps that you want to get familiar with. And the only way to do that is by copying and mimicking the designs of those apps. Now, what you're going to do is copy the button sizes down to the pixel, and then copy the button sizes, copy the text sizes, and then you're going to have a standard for what text sizes is best to use when you're designing your own app. Okay. And what you do, let's say you take a copy of an app, you finish copying that app. What you do is you then save that screen off as a JPEG. This is step 4. You save that screen as a JPEG, and you want to email that back to yourself in your Gmail account, right? You email it to yourself, and what you do is go to your phone. Okay, once you pull that up on your screen, what you can do, you will be able to see the actual size, the actual mock-up that what you created on your phone. And this will give you an indication if the button sizes, the text sizes, the colors, and the things that you created is pretty good for a mobile device. Okay, so sometimes you might start off and see that the text is too small. You just go back to your graphic design tool, bump up the text, save the image, email it to yourself, pull it up on your phone, pull up that image on your phone, tap into it, and you can actually see a screenshot of that image on your phone, all right? And that will give you a good indication on if you're using the proper text sizes, button sizes, and so forth, all right? So that's it. Step 1, use the device that you have. Step 2, take screenshots of popular apps and email them to yourself. Step 3, pull them up in Photoshop or Adobe Fireworks and start copying those layouts to get familiar with the button sizes, text sizes, and things like that. Step 4, email those JPEGs to yourself, pull them up on your device, and get a feel for what it looks like. All right, that's pretty much the steps on how you get started